Hi, Shireg.
What are we going to talk about today, Shalina?
Today, we're going to do with the stuff that you no longer want. There's a term for this. It's called the 90% done syndrome that's been talked about by organizers before, which is that you do the decluttering and organizing, but it's not fully complete. Like, there's things still left in your house. You haven't got rid of everything. So, and I have this with a lot of clients. And what I always do is I take the stuff with me. So a few of them will say, no, it's fine. We've got a charity from our home country that we send the clothes to be donated. And they won't. Those bags of clothes that we've diligently decluttered for the whole day will stay in the bags, or they'll go through the bags and take the stuff out and put it back into the wardrobe.
Wait, hold on a second. So people actually take the stuff back out from the decluttered piles and put them back into the closet because they feel like you were too harsh?
Either that, yeah, I was too harsh, or that they feel that they should keep it because actually might wear it again, even though we've gone through the whole logical discussion and they've decided they don't like it, it doesn't fit, it doesn't look good, you know, it's just plain ugly. And it's for everything. It's not just clothes. There's, you know, kitchen stuff, magazines, books. People do that. And it happens a little bit even while we're putting stuff into the bags. People go, oh, no, change my mind, I want to keep it. But this is, you've got piles and piles of bags of, especially clothes, because I do a lot of wardrobe decluttering. And there'll be, we can sometimes have about 20, 30 bags of stuff to go for selling or for donation. And then they will say, no, it's fine. We're going to give it away for donation. We'll have someone pick it up. Or I'll let my maid look at the stuff before it goes. That then results in the stuff staying in the house. So this stagnant clutter is stuck there in one of the rooms. And unless they call me back in to get rid of it, which they won't because they get embarrassed, it's at that 90% done situation. So today we're going to talk about that, to how to clear this up so you get rid of the clutter from your life completely. So we'll talk about clothes today because that's the main thing that people don't get rid of. So you've done the decluttering, so you have to get rid of it. So there are various ways to do it. So one is to use a company that will sell the items. So there are a few companies that do that, or there are individuals that will come in called trading assistants. We have one at Declutter Me that will come and take all the stuff and then organize for it to be sold. And then the proceeds are either used, given to charity, or, you know, percentage of the proceeds are given back to the client so they make money out of selling their stuff. So that's one thing. And we usually do that straight away. We'll take the stuff away and, you know, I'll give it to the trading assistant or to the company. So if it's luxury stuff, it goes to a specific company and they'll sell it for us. So yeah, so by selling, you're getting some money back, which, you know, will pay for the decluttering and organizing session. And also you feel a bit better because you made a bit of money out of getting rid of your stuff. So you don't feel like you made that big a loss. Another thing is to do is donate. So that's a major aspect of the decluttering process and something that I advocate a lot. And I will take, you know, everything that needs to be donated, I take away immediately. So if you do the decluttering and organizing yourself, what you need to do is take all those bags immediately and put it in a car and go straight away to one of the decluttering bins or one of the charities at their buildings, or to, you know, individuals do collection. They have collection points to collect for certain countries, you know, where there's war. They have a list of the things they will accept, but usually, you know, for these kind of charities, it's clothes, children's books, and quilts, blankets and bedding. Towels and bedding also is good to give to pet charities and to vets because they need it for when they look after the animals. So that's also a good way to get rid of that. But put everything, take it out of your house and put it in the car and go that day to donate it. And if you can't do it that day, do it the next day. So you want it out of the house. And that's a key aspect for this. It's not, you know, to do it 100% done decluttering session, you know, it has to be out of your house. Don't put it in the corners, you know, or in a spare bedroom or in the bathroom and storeroom. You know, people do that. They go throw it and they're like, we're going to get rid of it. No, they don't. And another thing is for recycling. So people are big on recycling and they're like, oh, we'll put it in the recycling pile. And then they don't actually go put it in the recycling bin because you're only allowed to fill up the bin once. And if it's anything else, they think that the recycling guys won't take it. Take it all out. give it all for recycling, or go to the recycling bins at the community centres. They're located everywhere. Or there are areas in, say, in the UK, which are just recycling points that you go and drop off everything for specific items. So that's what you need to do. So to make sure you're fully complete your decluttering session, you need to get rid of everything. It's not good enough just to declutter it out of, say, your wardrobe or your kitchen cupboards.
These were all the clothes that I intended to give away, and they're still just sitting in a pile or in a bag.
And people do it when they're moving. They'll throw things into a box and they'll say, oh, this is the declutter pile. And they actually take it with them to the new house. And that's happened a lot of times. And I've said, what's in that box? And they're like, oh, yeah, that was for donation. But why did you move it to your nice new house? Why is it there? Like, that's just taking up real estate in your house. So don't take it with you. Don't, like, get rid of it.
Cool. As always, if you want to find out more about the show, you can visit decluttermeet.com/podcast.
And if you want to follow me on social media or get in touch with me to help you get rid of the 10% that you haven't decluttered, give me a shout on decluttermeet.com, or follow me on decluttermeet on my social media, and I'll respond to you as soon as possible.
Well, that's everything we have for you this week. We'll see you next time. Bye.